Well, Paddy, when we spoke to you in our preview last Wednesday week ahead of the new league, you were predicting that Division 2 was going to be a dogfight. And when we look at the results last week and what, 2 wins, 2 draws, 2 defeats, I think it's shaping up that way.
I suppose Division 2 is always a tight division to predict. You look at the teams there, like Kildare, a team with tons of potential, but nobody knew how they were going to shape up. They obviously had a good start, and you know, they seemed to hit Meath for 6, you know, and got off to a good start down in Navan. It was a good 2 points for them. And you have Cork there, who to me are always potential to be a Division 1 team, but have been playing really poorly the last few years. Galway again, another team that's a potential to do big things, but probably haven't been hitting the heights that they'd like. So I always felt that the likes of Derry and Down and that would struggle. I watched Down last Saturday night on TV, and I thought they were very, very poor. I've been chatting to Danny Coulter about them, and he had said they'd been very poor throughout the McKenna Cup, and they probably are everybody's favourites for the drop. Derry and Clare always felt it was going to be a big four-pointer for them two sides, and it wasn't in Celtic Park last week. From chatting to my father, who was in with a lot of different people that were in, they felt that Derry were very lucky to get the point, and it could prove a crucial point. But Derry have another massive game this week against Meath. Meath, I suppose, under Andy McEntee, were hoping to get off to a good start. It didn't happen for them, so they probably, you know, really need the 2 points this week against Derry, and likewise Derry need them too, so that's going to have a big bearing on the bottom of the table.
Yeah, and I know speaking to Conrad Gilligan last week as well, in the preview, he felt maybe consolidation in Division 2 was about as good as what they could expect in Derry. Is that the way you would feel?
Definitely. Look, I looked at the Derry team, and to be honest, you know, I'm all on for giving youth a chance, but there's quite a few boys in that Derry panel who have yet to maybe play a full season senior football with their club. You know, they've brought on so many new faces, and you know, I definitely didn't think that they were going to be challenging for promotion, and I felt that if they did, you know, maintain their Division 2 status, that would be as good as they get out of the league. I always did feel, but that they were going to be in around the lower edges of the table, and it looks that way. I would say Sunday's going to be a crucial game. If they happen to get beat against Meath on Sunday, I really do think that the, you know, with the likes of Cork and Kildare and that's still to come, I really do think they're going to struggle to stay in the division. So it's a massive game.
Yeah, and you mentioned obviously quite a lot of new players. Of course, the Slough Neil players are away, and we'll know later on today whether they're going to be back or not for the later rounds. But who else is missing at the moment?
That's about it. There's not that many missing. Obviously, Mark Lynch isn't named in the team on Sunday, and you know, really the Slough Neil players, you're only really chatting with a couple of three players, the likes of Chrissy McCaig and Carrie McCaig, and they've been well noted, the likes of Sammy Bradley, maybe Chrissy Bradley, who probably would be good enough to get his case.
Brendan Rodgers.
I'm Brendan Rodgers as well, sorry, three of them. But Chrissy Bradley isn't going to be coming back this year. The likes of Shane McGuigan is still very, very young, somebody that I think definitely has the potential to play county football. Whether or not he's going to be drafted at this stage, I don't know. So there's not that many men missing. The big problem I feel Derry have, Tom, at the minute is the lack of mobility in the side, particularly up front. You know, all good footballers, like Mark Lynch, James Keelt, and, you know, Ryan Bell, Elton McGuckin, you know, there's no doubt that they're quality footballers, but, you know, they're four big, strong men, and they're not maybe as athletic as, you know, as the modern footballer would be, and the game has moved on a bit, and it's all about mobility, and Derry don't seem to have that mobility and attack. To me, they're not scoring enough. They only scored, you know, was it 9 or 10 points last week? And you know, they have been the last couple of years conceding much now, or a lot. They didn't concede much last week, but you've got to fear that if Derry don't put enough points on the board at the attacking end of the field, then they really are going to struggle in that division.
And we see they're going to be without Mark Lynch for about five or six weeks.
Yeah, Mark probably has been the main leader of that team for the last 3 or 4 years. He's going to be a big loss. He's a real driving force, and you know, that's one thing about Mark. You always rely on him, you know, to pull up. Pull you out of the hole, get a big score in every game from the melting pot, and get a big loss. And you know, that's one thing that the young talent Derry have, you know, the likes of Dermot McBride and that, not making themselves available this year. They are maybe going to be lacking a bit of leadership.
Two changes from last week, Ben McKendis in goals and Danny Tallon up front.
Aye, well, Danny Tallon, again, is an exciting young prospect. He's from Mahara. Obviously, people would probably. I've heard tell us of him the whole way through Maharaj Minor and under 21 success, and it's great to see him getting a run. I talked about the lack of mobility in the team, and you know, that's one of the pleasing things, that to see Danny getting a run, and I think he's someone who does need a run again, because he is somebody to me that has a pile of potential. Ben McKinless and goals, again, I don't know a pile about Ben, because you know, he's only sort of really breaking into the Donald Day senior team. Mickey C, Mickey Collins has been the Donald Day keeper for the last, like, 15, 20 years. So Dan's only really breaking into the Donald Day senior team, and he's got his chance with the Day seniors now. They all think he was very, very good in the McKenna Cup, and he deserves his place. Like, Thomas Mallon has been doing that for the last few years. And while Thomas is a good keeper, you know, he has been quite erratic at times with his kickouts, and probably that's something that Damien's going to try and address through the league.
So all in all, it's fingers crossed for tomorrow.
Fingers crossed. You know, there's no doubt that Meath are no world beaters, and Derek could go down there getting a result. But, you know, Navan is notoriously a hard place to go, given the fact too that you know, they were beat there last week. You know, they're really going to have to put on a big performance. I know that Meath are missing Graham Riley, I think, because involvement in the All-Ireland Intermediate, and he's a massive player for them. So hopefully Derek can go down there and get the 2 points.